Friday the 1st of May, Zion Eo, Rabbi Yehoshua Meir Feshwater, a sniff of Yom Kippur.
Says whatever, but it's now in this week, Parashat Chaimos. This is the Parashat Avodas Yom Kippurim. This is night on Yom Kippur. Which Baruch was with Tzava HaLakoyen. That the only time he's allowed to go in Lakoydish Pnimu is Zoyz Yom HaLakoydish. Once a year we decide to avoid Yom Kippur. And that's a side Kapula for Klal Yisroel. As the Torah says, "Ki v'yoyim azeh yechapa alaychem etar eschem mekoch adesayichem lefnei Hashem titzvudi." It's the mitzvah of Yom Kippur, which is for every individual hayinim, and the kapula of every individual. And there's also a side of avodah of the kohen gadol, which is mechapa siyam mishtalayach mechapa. The Bais Ha'am, Kalin, quotes his father, Abushov Stalin, that when he learned the Parsh Achemois in, when it's lined in the, when it's the Parsh Lashviya, Hayim Eskagaya, he was filled with longing for the conditions of Yom Kippur. And he said the Mushl, when and there's a cake being baked for chasen or for simcha, and in the kitchen they smell the aroma of the cake of the cake being baked. And chapa pick a tehima from the cake. So he said, so the Rosh Hashanah. So also when we line the parasha of Yom Kippur, the parasha Chamois. We remind of the Kriyas HaToyd of Yom Kippur. So we chapa ti'ima for the conditions of Yom Kippur, even though it's not Yom Kippur. The parsha of the Kriya of Yom Kippur is being read, therefore a person can be toyim, can have a ti'ima of the conditions of Yom Kippur, even on the Shabbos Parsha Achemos. So it's interesting that there are various similarities between Yom Kippur and Shabbos in general. The Gemara in Shabbos of Kiv Yitches and Medbaris, Kol HaMeshamesh Shabbos Kelchusoy, anybody who's showing the Shabbos Kelchusoy, the Gemara adds the word Kelchusoy, Shabbos Kel Chusay. Afila Oyved Avoid Zuda Kedor Enosh Moichneloi. Even if he serves Avoid Zuda, which is the worst possible Avoida, Oyved Avoid Zuda Kedor Enosh, like they did in the generation of Enosh, Moichneloi is Mechidis Avoidus. And the Gemara asks from a Pusik, says the Pusik Enosh, and it says Mechalel. The Gemara darshens al tiki mechaleloi, don't darshen mechaleloi, darshen mocheloi. That it's mochel. Whoever shoy mishabbos, even if it be like Enosh, mocheloi, he has mechiles avoidness. So perhaps in the right at the start of Hilchos Shabbos, the Tirei Zohar, he quotes the Gemara there. First, it's brought down by the Torah. Kol kisve, gemun bim pei kol kisve, kol misham shabbos kol chusa, afilo oved avoid zu kada enesh mochnelei. Ikele meidek, it can be medayek. I lo yusek shiva, if we're talking about a person who just is oved avoid zu, kol kosh, I mean, the gemun just says the worst possible scenario, someone's oved avoid zu, but he had then, shtarit kabo choyme, a less severe avoid. And this again, do Enosh, so it's not even a dover, so I begin about the Zura, so I begin the Mazula, they serve the Mazula. So even if it's over the Avodah Zura, like the generation of Enosh, still Moichnele. Oh, so he asks, Ikele Medik, I lo yus achieve, if we're talking about someone who didn't achieve, so Shabbos my Mahana, what Shabbos can help? We're talking about someone who is carrying on to serve Avodah Zura, and he's keeping Shabbos, and what says Moichnele? Can't be. That's like someone saying, you do one avaida, and then you do a mitzvah, mechapa. It doesn't work like that. V'yus the tshiva, if you're saying he did tshiva, so Shabbos normally, why does he need to have the Shabbos? He did the tshiva, Kodesh Baruch is mechapa, is moichel, Shabbos normally, why does one need to have the mitzvah of Shabbos with moichel? The Zohar answers, the master big chedesh, called Taluch and the master dicky chedesh. The Gemuda, he brings the Gemuda Yimed of Payalev, or the Daf Pahai. The Gemuda says, there are Abu Chalike Kapuda, there are four dagas of Kapuda. The Gemuda says, if a person's over a mitzvah's esser, Vos achieve leizaz it a straight way marchu. If over leizaza yom kippurim is marchu, and that's a machlokes in the Gemara. If yom kippur is marchu with achieve without achieve, then we pass can dafka with achieve. Over knisus and misus bezdin. If he's over knisus and misus bezdin, then achieve is toile, and then. So either you see them or a misa, that's mechapa dance. In other words, the Gemara says, Chiva is takim moichel, Chiva is mechapa, but the Gemara says a yima. But some avaydas, for example, if someone's over avaydas sheyesh bo misas bezdin, or avaydas sheyesh bo krisis, then Chiva is accepted, it's accepted, and Kippa is accepted, but there's various stages later, that are needed in order to be going with the tshiva, such as you see them, or miss, which is mechapa, and then the Gemara carries on to discuss about Chel Hashem. So the tshiva is mechapa, but there's needed a further stage to be going with the tshiva. So this is what the Zohar says. V'nena the ma'alish was the tshiva. Of course, I'm talking about the person who served about the Zohar, for example, and he did tshiva. Avoid the Zuda is a Avoid Shiesh for Mrs. Besdin. Someone says Avoid the Zuda is Mechiv Mis. So therefore, Chiv itself would not help to be Mechel. Kedi Yis Vepay Gema Kipitim, Ova Al Knisis and Mrs. Besdin, someone says Ova Avoid Shiesh for Knisis and Mrs. Besdin, Chiv et Toile and Mrs. Mimarekets. Kumash Melon Kaan, the Imba Soy said Chiv and Shoy Meshabes Kilchusoy, if when he does the shiva, on this avayda sheyesh bo misas bezdin, he's showing his Shabbos kilchusoy, mahanet shiva sheyay nimchaloi, the shiva helps that there should be nimchal. Which is a tremendous chedesh aloch lemaase, that even though the Gemara says in Yim, that on avayda sheyesh bo misas bezdin, one needs, further stages, such as either you see them or miss, as the Gemara explains there, to be mimadik the avayda, that's only without shmir Shabbos kilchusay. But if he did shiva and he showed Shabbos kilchusay, mahana shiva, then that's mahana, that the shiva should be nimchale, without all these further stages. The Gemara says that in also in Shabbos, Moshe Rabbeinu was told by Kodesh Baruch Hu, "Matuna toive yeshu b'bayis kenuzay." Have a matuna toive b'bayis kenuzay in my oitzer, b'Shabbos Shema, and it's called Shabbos Lecho Adiyam Tel Klal Yisroel. So the Amos, what's the diak? Matuna toive, and the Amos Mefarshim say all the toives are matuna. The toive is called in the mitzvah matuna. What's this matuna toive? So the Avinach explains that Shat Zazay, the Bani Shlila gave a person the mitzvahs, some are difficult, the person wants to do tshiva, for example, in this instance, he may have to go through stages that are difficult. So it's a matuna, but it's not matuna, it's not so easy, it's not matuna toiva. Shabbos is a matuna toiva. What's the mitzvah of Shabbos is not hard to, generally not hard to keep. I mean, there's been times when it's been hard to keep a Klal Yisroel when it's in the Sephardus, but generally, it's not a hard mitzvah to keep. Oynik Shabbos, Achille, Shtiye, Tvilis, those Shabbos. That's why it's called Matuna Toive. As Avinacha says, Anyone who doesn't accept this matuna b'shtar yadayim is considered pasty, is considered a fool. Because it's a matuna toive, it's such an easy way how a person can have mechilas avoinis, and yet if a person doesn't accept it, it's a pasty. Because by using the mitzvah of Shabbos as emtsui, as a way of getting mechilas avoinis, it's an easy way, it's a matuna toive. Actually, the Mefashim Amadai just us to add that on, that it says, Kolam Hashem Shabbos Kirchusoy. So, there's an added word there, Kolam Hashem Shabbos Kirchusoy, Afele Avda Vazav Dain Shmochele, which means that if someone wants to be Zoicha to the Mechides Havainas of Shabbos, there has to be Mesham Shabbos Kirchusoy. In other words, it has to be medactic properly to Mekayim, the Mitzvah of Shabbos, and that the Shabbos should have the proper tzida, as it's explained in the Mefarshim, not that it should be a day that's just as a day of rest, as the Rambam says in the Shabbos, if a person has a oinik out of discussing worldly matters, or then it's permitted in Shabbos, the Rambam is making. However, the Mefarshim explained it's not the ideal situation how we want the Shabbos to look, that we spend the whole time discussing worldly events. It's like the Rambam is making because it's going to Ma'onik for the person. But the Mefarshim explained it's a limud chus, but it's not the Misham Shabbos Kel Chusay. And that's what the Rav Nachman is medayik. The Misham Shabbos Kel Chusay, he has to try and be Shem Shabbos Kel Chusay, b'chol patei v'diktikeo, and then it is machnelei, but even so, the Avinachal says it's matuna toive. It is easier than any other way of getting mechidas avoinis. It's called misham v'shabbos kelchose. So I'd like to just explain in another way. So really, we see that the Shabbos is mechidas avoinis, and I once saw in a sayfa, I can't remember what's the name, that it's a mitzvah gedoyle to be mefarsim, this inyan, is tilzuav of kol hamisham b'shabbos kelchusay, because we know Yom Kippur is the day that the whole Klal Yisrael is nesmalai hergish when it comes to the day of Yom Kippur. Even someone who's neslachik moed moed, it comes to the day of Yom Kippur, it's rapt and matzaisli. They know that the Kodesh Hayom Ladanayni. Behemes, the Yom HaShabbos is also Mechapa. Just like Yom Kippur is Mechapa. And according to the Tidazuav, it's Mechapa Mo. Because the Gemara says, Yom Kippur is only Lois to say. And the other Chalukim, you need to have Miso or Yisidim. But the Tidazuav says, if it does Tshiva, Kodesh Hashabbos, Shabbos Kel Chusay, it's machnelei, and therefore, in a way, Shabbos is even more than Yom Kippur. Therefore, it's a mitzvah gedolei to be mefarsim. People should know that if they do tshiva befrat before Shabbos, then the Shabbos is mochel even on things that Yom Kippur can't be mochel. So, really, what is then the great mal of Yom Kippur that we know that all of Klal Yisrael, as we said before, is Nesmala Harudu when it comes to the day of Yom Kippur. What's taken the mal of Yom Kippur then if Shabbos is every week we have the same thing, Mechilas Avenis? Why should we, for example, this week, Parashat Chayavos, we said before that one can zeicha to have a team of Yom Kippur to play every Shabbos is even more than Yom Kippur. So, can explain, the Pusik says in this week, Sadek, Yibayim Azeh Yechapa Aleichem, L'tar Eschem Mikol Chatesayichem Lefnei Hashem Deturdi. Torah says two things. First of all, Yechapa Aleichem, in of Kapuda, and then it says, L'tar Eschem, which means to cleanse the Tzara Eschem. So, the Yitzvon can explain it through Ba'ifun of a Mushal. The person once received a present, for example, a nice baguette from a Melech. He received as a sign of recognition for his service. He received a special cloak as a sign of recognition, a choshev cloak mi beis hamelech. And the person went and he took it and he didn't take care of it and he ruined it. He ran there, to came dirty, and the king heard of it. And of course, it's chayiv and it's chayiv. Dumei b'loshe. Why? Because if the melech gave you a matuna, and you were mezalzel in such a way, that's a zilzel to the melech. So he knew that he was in big trouble. So he came to be mebakesh al nafshei. Came to be mischanan al nafshei and say, b'loshe melech, I'm sorry, it's taken wrong of me where I was misnayed with this cloak, but it's havcharuta, and please remember all the good things I've done, and be moichel. So the melech was taken moichel and said, mochelach, mochelach. But the melech didn't give him another cloak, didn't give him another beged. The person went out happy enough that he was mocha from the idiot, he was going to stay alive, that he wasn't going to be nevash on the melech. He didn't expect the melech now to go and give him another cloak. So, the Amos is asay. There's in enough mechila. I wish it's mechel. Mechel la'avoydus. But there's another aspect. The Baishan gave every person, a cloak, gave a person a shomer. And through the avoydus, he was melechlech. So, that's another. Darge, the Baal Shem should say, not only am I moichel, you won't get oinish. I will be metayet, and you'll be a kelio from fresh, and there is no roshem of the avaydus. So, Yom Kippur is mechapa. Yom HaZeh Yechapa Aleichem. In other words, it's mechilis avaydus. But there's another darge, extra darge in Yom Kippur, which is called metay eschem yikol chat eschem. And the Baal Shem is metay a person from any roshem in the chet would have made on the parashas Neshama throughout the year, and that is what the big charudu, that's what the big man of Yom Kippur, besides being mechilas avaynis, is also letayaschem, and that's what's lacking in any other form of mechilas avaynis, which is nishlam on Yom Kippur. That's why we get so excited. That's why we want to be zeicha to have a sniff of Yom Kippur, to be a sniff of the tarad of Yom Kippur in addition to the mechilas avaynis. I'd just like to point out that the Seder Shal Shabbos, he asked the same kash as the Tzidur Zuhav, and he would like to go a step further, and he says that really Shabbos is also Matar. In other words, we said before Shabbos is only Merkel, but Yom Kippur is Matar. And he says that the Baruch Hashem wants every person to have to be zeicha to Kiddush Shabbos. And it's impossible to be zeicha to the Kiddush of Shabbos should be shoyl on a person if he's not nitar, if he doesn't have tahara of an avoinus beforehand. So he says an interesting thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it comes to the day of Shabbos, he's metaya, as we would say, just for the day only. In other words, so the person should be zeicha to the Kiddush of Shabbos, if he does achieve it before Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cleans him of all the avaydus just for Shabbos. What Yom Kippur does in entirety, Yom Kippur does complete the other, Shabbos with Zoycha, in addition to the Mechilas Avaydus, with Zoycha to have a Tahada for that day only, as if he would never have sinned before. Why? Because without that, he wouldn't be able to be mekabel the Kiddush of Shabbos, would not be able to be shoyed on him. And that's how he touches. The word says, Al tikru mechaleloi, eilu mochaloi. One cannot be zeicha to mechaleloi, to be mekayim the Shmini Shabbos properly, to be zeicha to have the Kiddush of Shabbos, eilu mochaloi, only if a Kiddush Baruch would be moichalim on our virus earlier. And how he explains it, metayim from the Abayas earlier, and that's through that he'll be able to be zeicha to the Kiddush of Shabbos. But he adds on himself that if the person is careful enough after Shabbos to try and keep on to that tahara he was zeicha on Shabbos, then it would help him during the week to be mamshech the tahara of Shabbos, and then it would be Ilishav Yisrael Shtei Shabbos says the next Shabbos, and then it would be Miyad Hayin Egulin. That's the chiddush of the Seder Shel Shabbos. I'd like to go on to another pusik in this week's Seder. The Pusik says, Ashiyasa oisam udam v'chaybem, that these are the mitzvahs that you should be mekayem, Ashiyasa oisam udam v'chaybem. The Gemara darshins v'chaybem, v'loisha yom espen, is one of the mekoydas that p'kiach nefesh is doicha, that the mitzvahs v'chaybem v'loisha yom espen, one is not, the mitzvahs are given to give life to a person, v'loisha yom espen, except for the three avaydas, that one's mechiv to be moisa nefesh. We see by Matan Torah, Klal Yisrael, it's in Parshas Yeshanan, Klal Yisrael came to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, Hayom Azeh Le'ini, this day we have seen today, Ash, just a look at the Ash Yedabe Le'kem Es Udam V'choy, Kodesh Baruch Hu speaks to a person V'choy, and he lives, why should we die? And there, and by hearing HaKadosh Baruch is called, the Neshama flew out, and we don't want this, therefore you should speak to us. It's difficult to understand the Hemshech HaPusik, because we saw Ashiyah Lekim HaSudan B'choy, therefore B'atul Lom Anumis. If you saw Ashiyah Lekim HaSudan B'choy, why are you saying about Lom Anumis? You should say, you're scared that through HaKadosh Baruch is speaking, Neshama will go out and will leave us, therefore, please, you speak to us about the Lom Anumis. In the Parshas Yeshanan. The Torah repeats about Kabbalah Satayla. There are answers to be mastered up in the Chapshat. But try to serve a Pshat with the Chdish on the Torah Shleima. Klal Yisrael, when they reached the high madrigal they were in by Kabbalah Satayla, their reasoning was, why not? Let HaKadosh Baruch Hu speak to us. Neshama will leave us, and by that we'll do the highest mitzvah. We'll see his nefesh. We'll leave this world, and we'll be Moshe Nefesh of finished. That's the essence of the Torah. B'siyas Nefesh. So, we'll hear Unoich Hashem Elikeichu, and by that will be Moshe Nefesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What could be better than that? That's what they thought. Now the Rishonim say, this is what down from Tzadik Goen, from the Ramban, has all Kintas B'Mabaya, that in the Aseyas HaDibris, and it's written also that it's in the two Dibris of Unoich HaYelechu, all the Torah was contained. In other words, when HaKadosh Baruch is the Noich Hashem Nekech V'Liyelecho, Klal Yisrael understood the whole Torah that's Mirim is in this. Later on, Moshe Rabbeinu explained in detail. Sadi Goren has a whole Mamma to explain, and the Ramban also has a whole Mamma to explain how it's Mirim is in Aseyas HaDibris, the Tarek Mitzvahs, Al Kaponim. So when the Klal Yisrael heard the Noich V'Liyelecho, they saw there's going to be a mitzvah in the future, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be mitzvah, called V'chaybem, which is written in this week's Seder. What's shot V'chaybem V'loisha Yom Espen? Why not? Let the person be Moshe Nefesh. Shiva is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a person to be in this world and be mekayem the mitzvahs dafke here. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would want the person to be Moshe Nefesh, he wouldn't have sent the Bechlal down this world to be mekayem the mitzvahs. There is a mitzvah of V'chaybem, which Baruch wants us to be here and be mekayem the mitzvahs. Therefore, Amos, Klal Yisrael, before they heard the Noich V'Liyelecho, they thought, no, Adrabe V'Adrabe, let's hear the Noich V'Liyelecho, and it, who cares if the Neshama will leave us? Matay B'Manoim. Then they heard the Noich V'Liyelecho, so they understood, they saw in the Noich V'Liyelecho that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be mitzvah them a mitzvah of V'chay Behem. So then they changed their whole machshava completely. Then they said, oh, if the machshava of the Torah HaKadosh Baruch Hu is V'chay Behem, then we don't want to be Moshe Nefesh. We want to live and be mekayem the mitzvahs by Yom. So that's what they said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Moshe Rabbeinu. Hayoim haze roinu, this day, kabulas hatoide, the inu is belushna bayah, belushna habona. We understood from the noiche v'liyelecho we just heard, ki yedam behelekem, yedam behezalushn usit, ki yedam behelekem, the Rebbeinu Shem is going to speak to us in the future, in Parsha Chemois, and is going to tell us the mitzvah of Esaudam v'chai, the mitzvah of v'chai behem. If so, now we changed our mind. Ma'atolomenomis, why should we die? Because we just understood the mitzvah is v'chai behem. And it's connected more to the sixth seder, because the Mefarshim explained that that one of the reasons, one of the machshuvas of Nudavar B was, they said, let's go be marked to the Torah's inside. Have no thought could happen. There'll be nifta. No. There will be more close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll leave this Dayanam Hazeh. And that's the chet, because Hashem didn't want that type of avodah. The main is the pshat. The chet was, we don't mind. What's wrong? The kavus of Hashem will come close to Hashem, and that was the mistake. That Hashem didn't want this type of avodah. Hashem wants to avoid the v'chayim. I'd like to say over here. So, similar idea where it says in a Shabbosai site to Shmoyri, Pashki Sesu, one should keep Shabbos, the Das, Ki Ani Hashem Kadeshchem. Gemud in Shabbos, in Beitza, discusses what does it mean, the Das, Ki Ani Hashem Kadeshchem. How do we know through Shabbos, Ki Ani Hashem Kadeshchem? The name of God says the Gvalta Gipshat, or Shat Das Ken Yashem Kadeshchem. He says, and he brings the word from the Chayz of Lublin on Loisas and Kain Lashem Elekaychem. So he explains, Loisas and Kain Lashem Elekaychem means as follows. There's a person, he has an idea what he thinks is the mitzvahs, what he thinks is a Derech HaChaim that's going to make him be Mitzvah. And then he makes that a fixed side what he does. For example, he gives an example. For example, let's say a person goes to, has a avodah, he goes to the tie in the mikveh. Then, quite obviously, sometimes he can't, sometimes he's not allowed to, right? In Kippur, the classic example what the Mefarshim Mishnah give on Leya Amurud Chusid is that an Amurudet thought in Kippur is the Chusid's day of the year. What better can be to be Toivel and Mikvah in Kippur? And he came to try and be Toivel on Yom Kippur, and that's just Leya Amurud Chusid. So he explains that Lisaras Akayin Hashem Elekayin, a person has to change his Seider Avoida according to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzaveh on this time. It's not the pshat that the Avoida that a person does brings the Kedusha. The pshat is because it's been Mekayim Rutzon Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted him to do this mitzvah, therefore by doing this mitzvah he's zeichet to the Kedusha of the mitzvah. But he says a person sometimes, don't use the word, he gets addicted, but he gets so tied up with the things that he does, he thinks that what's bringing him the Ma'ala de Kedisha is the actual mitzvah that he's doing, and therefore if one time he can't be Mekayim the mitzvah, or the circumstances don't allow him to be Mekayim the mitzvah, he thinks he's missing out. It's a big mistake. It's not the pshat, the mitzvah that you were doing was giving you the Kedisha. The mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you then to do on this day, that gave you the Kedisha because you're doing not Snashem. So Noam Gudim explains, Lissas Kain Lashem Lekaich, on the Rebbe Blin, Kain means, this is the way it has to be. So he says, in the Inim Avodis Hashem, you can't say, Lissas Kain, this is the one way I have accepted myself, each day I'm going to be misnaig in this way. No, you have to be misnaig each time, according to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects at this time and this moment. the best example we can give for this is the Mitzvah Shabbos. Why? Because we know all the it says in all the Sfudim and the Chazal that the way how to reach the Dag of Kedusha is be from Esrachkes Ma'olim Azer. As the Ramban explained in this week's said, the Kedusha Ti, you shouldn't be a Nubal B'Shes HaToyda, you have to be Mesrachek from Moises, from Ma'olim Azer. So, in other words, the way how to reach the Kedusha is by being Mesrachek from Ma'olim Azer. Comes the Mitzvah of Shabbos, Shabbos is the Kedusha Shabbos, and Toyda says, in order to be zeicher to Kedusha Shabbos, dafke three sides, dafke achile v'shtiye, dafke oynek, kol ma'aneges on Shabbos, nois nei nachar bil mesum. How does these three things work? Either achile v'shtiye bring you Kedusha, or they don't. What's the pshat? Third says, achile v'shtiye bring you Kedusha, not achile v'shtiye bring you Kedusha, that's not the point. The point is, it's if you mekayim the Rutzen Hashem, that gives the Kedusha. The whole week HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to Mesach Ma'olim Hazeh, my that brings the Kedusha. Shabbos HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be Mestabek to Olim Hazeh, my that brings the Kedusha. It's not the Plishis, all this, all the Kim, it's the Kim of the Rutzen Hashem. My that Shabbos. Ach, Hashem Sayyid Zeh Tishmoyri, you should keep Shabbos. What does it mean, keep Shabbos? Ba'olim Hazeh, have a discussion with the new Olim Hazeh. Through this, you'll understand the das ki ani Hashem mekadishchem. The kedusha doesn't come from the kiyum mitzvahs. The kedusha comes from being mekayev the rutzen Hashem, who was mitzavu this mitzvahs, and that gives you the kedusha ki ani Hashem mekadishchem.